We present Peter Sellers, Harry Tecum, and Spike Milligan in...
The Goon Show!
Good evening, listeners. We begin tonight's program with The Mystery of the Monkey's Paw.
The monkey's paw. Huh. I remember how it all started. It was an unusual day, the 42nd of April. Everywhere the English summer flowers were blooming and a 6 feet of snow. As I sat on the fire reading a book and smoking a haddock, corp chips, of course, the phone rang. Evian! Evian!
Do you call?
Yes. Answer the phone, will you?
The phone. Hello?
Hello, is that Filth Mark 6784?
Perfectly available.
Good. This is Moriarty. I want to speak to Mr. Tecum.
Hello.
Who is it, Odium?
It's him from the car.
Who does he want?
He wants to speak with you. I'm covered for it.
Give me the phone. Hello?
Hello?
Who's speaking?
Moriarty speaking. Why do you ask?
Why? I just want to find out what the blatant idiot's been talking about.
Never mind, Tecum. Now, how would you like to make a lot of money?
Money? Do you think that's all I think of?
Yes.
What a splendid judge of character you are.
In any case, I'm pretty hard up.
You are?
Yes, things are so bad, I'm having to sew collars on my wife's bloomers and wear them as shirts. Anyway, this is the plan. I have lots of forged francs. We take them to France and do business with the British tourists. The safest way to go there is by yacht. Now, do you know where we can get one?
A yacht? Let me see. Who's got a yacht? No, he wouldn't let me hear. Besides, by the end of the week, you might have to flog it. Right. I'll get down there right away.
Voilà tous les bien, mais oui.
What's that?
That's French.
What's it mean?
How should I know? I'm Greek.
Ah, here we are. The poor man's yachting hire service. Come in, Errol. Good morning. I'm Harry Tecum.
I spit in your face. Sit down.
Thank you. I want to hire a yacht.
Right. Here's a picture of one of our fleet of two. The SS... taken some time ago.
Mm-hmm. Who's that standing on the bridge?
Nelson. The crew, they're all French.
Oh, but I don't speak French.
Don't you worry. The French speak it fluently.
What a bit of luck.
Then there's a woman doctor on board.
Is she good?
Unfortunately, yes.
No, I mean, is she any good as a doctor?
Well, the captain swears by her.
He does?
Yes, of course, she puts her fingers in her ears.
This yacht, how fast can she go?
As fast as you can say to the crew, in, out, in, out. Oh, what does that remind me of? Oh, yes, of course, Wally Peterson. Yes, well, that's a yacht you can see through the window, the SS Hagelahurum. So, goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you at Bow Street.
Ah, there's the yacht, the SS Hallam.
Pardon me. Are you Harry Tecum?
Yes.
Follow me. Mr. Moriarty is waiting for you on board the SS Hallam.
Good. Who are you?
I am the King of Blanc-Siphon.
The King of Blanc-Siphon?
Yeah.
But there's no such place as Blanc-Siphon.
I know. But if ever there is, there's a king all ready for them. Well, here's a captain's cabin.
Ah, Tecum, I spit in your face. We are ready to sail. Here, put these overalls on.
Overalls? Why?
They'll hide that filthy old suit of yours. Cast off, full speed, ahoy!
arrived at Côte d'Azur. That's a famous resort for rheumatism. Everybody who goes there gets it. We went ashore with our pockets crammed with counterfeit money, looking for tourists.
Seen anybody?
Hey, look. Here comes the British tourist now.
How do you know he's British?
He's selling matches. Even to me. Pardon me?
Eh?
You're British, aren't you?
No, I'm from Scotland.
The old £25 allowance doesn't go very far, does it?
You're right there. What are you?
Would you be interested in a few thousand French francs?
Interested? Aye. Very interested.
Good. Now, let's have your name and address in England.
Inspector MacDougall?
Yes.
Scotland Yard.
Scotland Yard.
Presenting Max Geldrey. Documentary drama, a true story based on documents discovered in an abandoned washstand near Honest Grove.
Translated into English by Agnes Detroit Club and adapted for radio by Overcoat Charlie. The Quest for Brigadier Winchmole.
In 1940, Brigadier Furness Winchmole led an archaeological expedition deep into the heart of the Brazilian jungle and never returned. Sometime later, at a meeting of the British Archaeological Society in London...
Gentlemen, quiet now, quiet please. It is quite evident that we must take some action to find Brigadier Winchmole.
Yeah.
Surely with so many excellent minds present, we can think of a plan. The best brains among us must be brought to bear upon this problem. And so I shall now call upon our president to say a few words.
Sure, that's really
gentlemen, gentlemen! The president!
Send him a map.
I will. Surely someone has some idea of how to find them.
Well, you can search me.
Don't be silly, sir. Surely you don't carry explorers around in your pockets?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. Well, the shape of my suit.
Gentlemen, we leave the matter for the moment. Meanwhile, there's a gentleman waiting outside for an interview who has, I think, the qualifications to be made a fellow of this society. I'll call him in. Mr. Plum? Mr. Crum. Now, is it the fact that you're an expert and learned archaeologist?
Yes, and are you versed in the Pimentuvian dynasties?
And are also fully acquainted with exploratory archaeology concerning the deciphering of the Babylonian tablets?
And the chronological surveys of pre-cultural periods of Toltec, Aztec, and Mayan origin?
And all types of prehistoric anthropological excavation?
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Crum. But it's January the 1st.
And a happy new year.
Well, Mr. Cron, we of the Archaeological Society feel that you have the necessary qualifications.
Oh, yes.
And we are going to make you a fellow.
Oh, what do you think I am now, a girl?
Well, gentlemen, any questions?
Yes, I've got one, big head. You finish with Mr. Cron. What about this Giza Winch mould? Hasn't nobody got any ideas or nothing?
What is the problem?
Well, he's lost in the Brazilian jungle.
Well, why don't you go and look for him?
A good idea, Crum.
Yes, I think Britain should send out a team of jungle experts.
Yes, but we sent out a team last year.
Really? What is the result?
7-0.
But you realize that if we adopt your suggestion, it means not only going to Brazil, but traveling inland by train for at least 10 days.
Oh, that's nothing. I was on a train journey once that lasted for 6 months.
Really? And what line was that?
In a circle.
Ed, you're out of your line.
Of course I am. Who'd be in a mind like mine? Laughing. I use my head, you know.
Oh, you've got a point there.
Yes, all my family have pointed heads.
Now the question is, who will lead the expedition?
I think we should send Mr. Clunkenboot.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. There's no such a person as Mr. Clunkenboot.
No?
No.
Oh. Who's going to break the news to Mrs. Clunkenboot?
Yes, well, we shall need a man with brains. Eccles?
Sure.
No. Now, I think the ideal person for the job is my nephew, Lord Handjunk. I'll get in touch with him right away.
Yes, Uncle Crum phoned me that afternoon and explained the whole affair. The following morning, I was up bright and early. The moment I heard the cock crow, I leapt from my bed and... and leapt back into bed again.
Ah, good morning, sir. Wake up, sir. Wake up there. Wake up, Puray.
What is it, Abdo?
Time for you to get up a rise, sir. Long live Blue Britannia, hooray for Blackpool, poor old Ashton.
Oh, have you brought the papers?
Yes, here you are, sir. Cup of tea and the papers. And oh, the papers are very sad this morning, sir. Make you cry.
They will?
Yes, they're all called up papers.
Oh, I can't be bothered with that nonsense. No. We're going to Brazil to look for a lost explorer. Now, up we get. Well, what shall I wear today?
Well, sir, under the circumstances, I think you should wear the brown suit with the leather elbow and the patch on the trousers.
What?
That's the only suit you got.
Well, help me on with it. Ah, what a beautiful morning, eh?
Yes, sir. Make me wish I was alive. Don't stop there, still laughing. Okay, go ahead.
Now, I must go and see the wife of this lost explorer.
Has my chauffeur brought the car out?
Yes, sir. It's outside this way. Come on over.
Thank you. Ah, good morning, Ellington.
Morning, sir.
I want to go to 18 Hindenburg Villas.
Right, sir. In you get.
I say, Ellington, you're going rather fast, aren't you? You know I always worry about the brakes.
Lord Handjump, on this car, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
I haven't?
No. It ain't got any brakes.
But what should we do when we get to this corner?
Just do what I always do.
What's that?
Jump out.
Look out! We're heading straight for a brick wall. Ellington, stop! You can't go through it, Ellington!
Thick, wasn't it? Oh, here's the place. I'll ring the bell for you, sir. The night that I found you.
I'll take 200 weight of selected nuts, please.
No, ma'am. I ain't a Coleman. Lord Handjung here has come to see you.
Oh, come in, Lord Handjung.
Thank you. It's about your husband, ma'am. Brigadier Ernest Winchmoe.
Oh, Lord Handjung. Since my husband left, the warmth has gone out of my life.
It has?
Yes, he used to keep the boilers in.
Well, I'm leading an expedition to try and find him, Mrs. Winchmoe.
Oh, wonderful, Lord Handjunk. You know, he used to give me the most wonderful presents. And you know when I was naughty? Do you know what he used to do?
No, what?
He used to belt me with a meat axe. Oh, but why? Why did he leave me? Oh, Lord Handjunk. Look me in the face and tell me, why did he leave me?
Yes. Well, I must be going. Come on, Ellington!
A few months later found the brave explorers aboard the expedition ship and nearing the Brazilian coast.
Be landing in a few moments.
Yes, Uncle. But I daren't take any risks. Eccles!
So you
blow up the rubber escape raft.
Okay.
Splendid. Now then, you make fast forward.
So okay.
Make fast aft.
Why don't you make up your voice?
Come on, everybody ashore.
Oh, yes.
I say, this is sinister looking jungle, isn't it? Listen to that.
Oh, yes, yes. Ellington, I don't like the sound of those drums.
You don't?
No, I don't. You'd better send them back to England and have them tuned.
They don't need tuning, Mr. Cron. Listen. Talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting with you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. You know, I'm getting tired of hanging around
at the dive.
And I'm getting tired, real tired, of painting the town.
And that's another lie.
It is?
Yeah.
Bright lights and blonde-haired women, they don't thrill me.
That's the biggest lie you told yet.
And if this ginger doesn't keep his big trap shut, I'm gonna light him up just like a Christmas tree.
Yes, but ain't it the truth?
But you don't have to tell all the people.
Don't you know it's a sin to tell a lie, boy?
It is?
Yes.
Well, what do you know? Be sure it's true when you say, I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just just because these words were spoken. You know the words that were spoken? I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. But if you break my heart or break your jaw, then I'll die. Still be sure it's true. When you say I love you, it's a sin to tell a lie.
Remember, we're foreigners. And I know that here in Brazil there are men who would be willing to drive us out of the country.
Who?
Brazilian taxi drivers. Now, have you checked the map, Uncle?
Yes, and unfortunately I find that we have to pass through the country of the Mac-Val-Lig-Lig M-Way-Ya-Ka-Ka-Choo-Choo-Lick-A-Cuckoo tribe.
Is that difficult?
Have you tried saying it?
Well, come on. Let's not waste time.
Whoa!
What's going on there? What's going on?
Home here.
Over there. Where's Echoes and the gun bearer? What are you arguing about? You're in a terrible temper.
Oh, I shall stamp my foot in a minute.
Come here, you two. Let them know this mamby-pamby stuff. You settle this like two Englishmen. Now, form a circle, men.
Oh, no.
You two, strip off to the waist.
Okay.
Now, put up your hands. Ready? Go.
Finally, however, the long march inland began. 30 days later, Lord Hanjunk's party were still on the march and nearing the area where Brigadier Winchmold had last been seen, deep in the heart of the jungle.
Keep up, men! I say, Uncle Crunch! Where are we now?
We're nearing the Mgaga territory.
The Mgaga?
Yes. Haven't you heard of the Mgaga?
No. I say, look at that elephant coming towards us. No. Hasn't he got a thin trunk?
No.
No?
No, and he isn't coming. He's going.
Oh, sir, look.
What is it, Abdul?
A notice board, sir. It says, do not go past here because of the Malu Pali.
Malu Pali?
Malu Pali.
Nonsense. I don't believe in these native superstitions. Malvavan?
Oh, yes.
Oh, lead the way.
Oh, right.
Forward, men!
See them, my
Abdul?
Yes, sir?
What does Malu Pali mean?
2,000-foot drop, sir.
Anyway, I think this is about the right spot. We may as well set up camp here.
Right, Uncle. Echoes?
Do you?
Pitch the tent, will you?
Okay.
And then make sure the men are issued with the special vitamins.
Vitamins?
Yes. Surely you know what they are. Vitamins, A, B, C, E.
That's a funny word to spell vitamins.
Now, what time is it?
Just a minute. I'll get my calendar.
Calendar? That's no use.
Oh, it is. It's a very good calendar.
It is?
Oh, yeah. It's been right every month so far.
Oh, look. A native watching us from the jungle.
Where? What tribe is he?
There. And I think he's one of the Mac-Bull Lig-Lig Yamak-Chig. It doesn't matter. He's gone now.
settle in and prepare some defenses. These Magaga natives are reputed to be terribly fierce and warlike.
What? Eccles, where did you...
Be careful how you answer this, Eccles. Where did you pitch the tent?
In the river.
You idiot. Now we shall have to...
Little handjump! Little handjump!
What is it, Ellington?
I was looking for a water hole over there, and I ran right into a bunch of natives.
What happened?
They just turned and ran away.
Really? I wonder why.
Well, I suppose they've never seen a white man before.
You may be right. Nevertheless, we must issue guns and ammunition immediately. Listen, a tiger.
Oh, no. These tribesmen are very clever. That is a native imitating a tiger. That is even cleverer.
Why?
That's a tiger imitating a native.
No, you're wrong. It's a Magaga. And a girl, too. She's coming over.
Oh, I didn't know you spoke the language, Handjunk.
I don't.
Then why are you answering her?
I've got to be polite, haven't I?
Let me talk to her. All right, then. 8 o'clock outside the Astoria.
Look, Lord Angel. Here comes a man native. Perhaps it's a husband.
Yes. Let's see if he can get any sense out of the hips. You... Magaga, you guide us some white man quick, chop chop, to king of Magagas, or else we white men get killed, chop chop, all dead.
Oh, I say, what a frightful bore.
You speak English?
Yes, do you?
Yes. Well, can you guide us to the village of the king of the Magagas?
Certainly. Just through the trees there.
Just through? Let me see. You're right. What's that large white building there?
That's His Majesty's prison.
And who's inside?
His Majesty.
Anyone else?
Yes, an English chap called Winchmole.
What? Did you hear that, Uncle?
Yes, we must rescue him at once. Come along.
Yes, forward, men!
Forward this way!
We're being fired on. It's that man on the roof there.
Oh, don't you worry. Give me the lurgy rifle. Now, Deadshot Cram, they call me. Now then, take aim.
Shall I try now? Thank you. I'd better reload. Ooh, these magazines are red hot.
I know. I've been reading some of them.
Look, they're all running away.
You're right. Quick to the prison. Now, force the door open. Oh.
There.
Now, where is he? Winchmole. Brigadier Winchmole.
What is it?
Brigadier at last. We've come to take you back to England.
Take me back to England? Not likely. Come here.
Oh, no, sir. There's been a coronation amnesty.
What? You mean all deserters are pardoned?
Yes.
My dear fellow, nice to see you.
Back
to
dear old England.
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with Max Geldrey and Ray Ellington and his quartet. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, the script written by Larry Stevens and Spike Milligan, edited by Jimmy Grant. Announcer, Andrew Timothy. Producer, Peter Eaton.